Travis Salami, Tommy. You with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato, please.
John Lindorf, kombucha is in the news this week. Regular listeners to this program may recall a controversy over a slight alcohol content in kombucha, which meant it had to be pulled from the shelves at one point.
Right, because it was one of the byproducts is a tiny amount of alcohol. Things have been okay. They got it back on the shelf, and you see it everywhere now. Kombucha is it's a fermented beverage. It uses what's called a mother
culture.
Yeah, so essentially it's slightly alcoholic vinegar, which is why they're usually flavored. So Rowdy Mermaid, Colorado company, they've just gone ahead and filed to be the first alcoholic kombucha company. You got alcoholic cider, you got beer, wine, everything else. And this would allow them to keep brewing their kombucha so it's like 3.2 beer that you buy in the supermarket. You'll be able to only buy it at grocery stores and liquor stores.
So 3.32 kombucha.
Ooh-wee.
All right, well, good luck to Rowdy Mermaid with that. Anything on the food calendar? Of course, we want to thank all the folks who turned out for Mouse's Pie, our square dance last Sunday at the Legion Hall. It was a great time and a great tribute to Mouse and benefit for KGNU. Thanks, everybody.
We've got a couple of events. The final farmers markets are coming. Stock up now. November 19th is the annual Beaujolais get-together in Denver. November 20th, there's a mixer at Mile High Station. 33 craft distillers from Colorado and artisan chefs.
You don't want to talk about the best thing this week. We want to ask you about the worst thing you've tasted.
The worst thing, I didn't even taste. It just left a bad taste in my mouth. Everybody knows Jolly Ranchers from Colorado.
I didn't know they were from Colorado, really.
Wheat Ridge. Oh. Old timers will remember. Anyway, they have a new slogan because nobody's eating hard candy. It's called Keep On Sucking. Jolly Rancher is telling 18 to 24-year-olds to keep on sucking. It's candy ameliorates the suckier moments in life, like having an internship or being stuck in the car's middle seat. Really?
So trying to get young adults to buy and consume Jolly Ranchers, their slogan is keep on sucking.
Yep. I just deliver the news.
All right, we'll keep on sucking, man.
Hey, you too, Bo. Dude.
All right. Well, you can listen to Radio Nibbles and read John's blog in the archive at news.kgnu.org.
Hey, have some artificial watermelon while you're at it.
There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now, look, don't be so picky, Mickey. Because everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make